Finally, tonight, March Madness has arrived once again, and this year there's a twist. The University of Kentucky is making a run for a historic and undefeated season. The men's basketball team is 34-0, and fresh off winning the SEC championship on Sunday night. Kentucky comes in as a favorite in a tournament that often showcases Cinderella stories. In an era of parity for the game, where more and more teams are closely competitive, Kentucky has become known for their talent, for their coach, John Calipari, and whether his players leave school far too easily and too quickly. John Feinstein of the Washington Post is the author of several books on college basketball, and he joins me now. Welcome back to the program, John.
Thanks, Judy. Good to be here.
So how rare is it for a school to go into the Final Four undefeated?
Into the Final Four, rare. The last team to do that was Nevada, Las Vegas in 1991, and you might remember they lost to Duke in that national semifinal. However, people seem to forget that last year, Wichita State was 34-0 going into the tournament, but because they're not Kentucky, all capital letters, they didn't get as much attention or glamour for being undefeated, and they were beaten in the second round, ironically enough, by Kentucky.
So how does Kentucky do it? How do you explain their success?
Well, John did not invent the so-called one-and-done rule, John Calipari, but he's perfected it. The way he recruits is he goes out and he says, look, you must go to college by rule for at least 1 year. I will prepare you better than anybody for the NBA to be a first-round draft pick. And when he recruits those players, he can tell them the guys ahead of them are going to be gone to the NBA, so there are going to be spots open for you to play right away.
So, and just remind us, what's the argument about supporting student athletes versus one and done?
Well, student athlete to me is both a redundancy. By rule, you have to be a student in order to be a college athlete. And also, there's a lot of hypocrisy in it because so many of the players at the big time schools aren't going to come close to ever graduating. The one and done rule is a pox on college basketball. And I say that as someone who supported it when it first came in 8 years ago, because I believed 1 year of college was better for a young man than no years of college. But now I feel completely the opposite. If you don't want to go and you're good enough, the way Kobe Bryant was, the way LeBron James was, the way Kevin Garnett was, to go straight to the NBA, you should be allowed to do that. That's going to be your profession. You're trained and ready to do it, and you'll be paid millions of dollars for that. To go to college and pretend to be a student for a year, because that's what they're doing. They go to a couple classes first semester, they stay eligible, and when they play their last game, they go prepare for the NBA draft. They don't even finish their freshman years.
Now Coach Calipari has said, well, this year he thinks staying for a second year is a good idea. What's going on?
Well, his best player, Willie Cauley-Stein, is in fact a junior. And the reason he's still there is because he was injured. And he wasn't going to go as high in the draft as he initially thought he would. He's got two sophomore guards who, again, weren't going to go as high in the draft as they thought they were. So John, who's very good at manipulating words, he's a very smart guy, is now saying, well, I think it's okay if they come back for another year, because he doesn't want them, the players, to feel humiliated by the fact that they were, quote, forced to stay in college an extra year or two.
So, okay, going into this tournament, I called it the Final Four, I meant the whole tournament.
Right.
What shape is Kentucky in? I mean, are they a shoe-in?
No one's a shoe-in in one and done. If it was best 4 of 7 like in the NBA, I don't think anybody could beat Kentucky. But for one night, somebody could get in foul trouble, somebody could turn an ankle, an opponent could get really hot from the three-point line, you can lose. That's what happened in 91 when everybody thought Nevada, Las Vegas was unbeatable and Duke beat them. So they're not a shoe-in. They're certainly the favorite. They're the best team. They are undefeated. They go 10 players deep. They're huge. Their guards are 6'6" and 6'6". That's almost unheard of. So they will be very difficult for anybody to beat. They certainly, I think people expect them to finish 40-0, be the first team to finish undefeated since Indiana did it in 1976. But if they lose, it won't be completely shocking.
So just a little over a minute left. Who else do you like? I mean, these other Cinderella teams?
Well, if you're talking about beating Kentucky, it's right. Not going to be a Cinderella team. It's not going to be one of those low seeds that wins a game or two and gets to the Sweet 16 that make the first weekend so exciting. I think Arizona's the second best team. They would play Kentucky if they both advanced in the national semifinals. I think they have the best built team to perhaps beat Kentucky. Your alma mater, my alma mater, Duke, if they had a great shooting night, could have a chance. I don't think they play enough defense to do it. Wisconsin is a very experienced team. Those are the ones that come to mind right away.
So do you see, let me just back off, do you see this as a wide open tournament? Because there are a lot of people out there trying to decide where they're going to their non-monetary bets. Right?
The first two, yeah, the first two recreational purposes only. The first two weekends are always wide open. There will be upsets by low seeds. When we get to the final four in 3 weekends, it's going to be big time teams playing there. Very rarely you get a VCU or a George Mason or a Butler there, but most of the time it's the big time schools the last weekend, and I expect Kentucky to be there in Indianapolis.
Who are you picking somebody?
Oh, I always try to pick an underdog. I've already gone on record picking Maryland to beat Kentucky in the Sweet 16, and I'm sure that will make me very popular in the state of Kentucky. But you got to pick somebody that's not obvious. So I always try to pick somebody who's not as obvious.
You've always been a man of courage. John
Feinstein. Or silliness.
John Feinstein, thank you very much.
Thanks, Judy.